Chapter 3 Dip sat on the edge of his sister's couch, drifting in and out of a nod. White powder was dried and caked around his nostrils, but he made no attempt to clean himself up. He was so gone that the cigarette between his fingers had burned down past the filter and was threatening to burn him, but he hardly noticed. Dip was on such a beautiful ride, nothing seemed to matter. Resting on the table was an open package of heroin. The crew was so twisted over what had happened to John Boy that it was almost too easy for Dip to cuff two bricks of the dope when they'd robbed Slim. Dip hadn't set out to pull a grease move, but when he'd laid eyes on their haul, larceny had gotten the best of him. He had never seen that much product in his life, and it made him dizzy. The next thing he knew, he was filching the two birds and planning his exit strategy. They could have their dreams of setting up elsewhere, but Dip had no plans on leaving Louisiana. The streets of New Orleans were all he knew, or ever cared to know, and his brain couldn't fathom a life beyond them. Considering the fact that Diamonds and the others had always treated Dip like family, what he was doing was a scumbag move. But Dip reasoned that since he'd only taken two bricks from the entire haul, it wasn't that bad. In contrast to all they had made off with, the dope he'd stolen wouldn't hurt them one way or another, but it was enough to change Dip's life. With all the competition in New Orleans being wiped out by either Diamond's bullets or Hurricane Katrina, when the market finally opened back up, Dip would be the only game in town. A knock at the front door snapped him out of his nod. Dip managed to force his eyes open, but he was still having trouble focusing. He tried to push himself to his feet, but it was a wasted effort, so he fell back into his nod and ignored the door. When the knocking turned into a loud banging, it drew Dip's sister Pauletta into the living room. She was dressed in a floral housecoat and slippers, colorful rollers in her hair.
"Nigga, don't you hear the fucking door?"
Pauletta stopped in front of her nodding brother, arms folded over her large, saggy breasts.
"Nah, I ain't heard it,"
Dip lied, scratching at his neck. He looked every bit the dope fiend he was turning into.
"See,